And I want you to look at this in a greater context of things. We have had a Zionist-controlled Hollywood, a Zionist-controlled news media that is the conduit to all of this violence, this imagery into every home in America. And so you wonder why there's a culture of violence? It's because it comes from the Jews in Hollywood. That's where the conduit of violence comes from. That's the source of it. But look behind that even deeper. I want to remind you of the Norway shooting of Mr. Breivik, which followed a week after Norway had agreed to support Palestine. Now you look at Israel just lost their bid to thwart Palestine from being recognized by the United Nations. And now here we go. Here's a revenge killing in the U.S. sponsored by Israel that killed all these innocent children. And that is something that Israelis do very, very well. They target the innocent, they target children, they target women, and they avoid the issue because they're angry, they didn't get their way. And now Palestine has standing in the U.N., and Israel is going to be subject to the International Criminal Courts, and their leadership is going to be taken to task. So let's connect the dots here about what's going on globally, geopolitically, with Israel involved. Now, they're also calling for a congressional hearing. Now, one thing you can count on with a congressional hearing is there's going to be a cover-up, because all of our congressmen are bought and paid for by the Israel lobby in the U.S. So any truth of this is going to be hidden, because Israel wants it hidden, because they are once again the guilty party. You have to realize Israel has been operating death squads in the United States now since Gabby Giffords and Judge Roll were shot in Tucson. There's been other incidences, the Aurora, Colorado shooting. That was, again, Israeli death squads operating in the U.S. I don't know. I am so disgusted with Israel and their behavior on the international stage. Hollywood is Jewish-owned and Jewish-controlled, and they spew filth and they spew violence out. And let's look at our gun control, who want to take the guns away. Feinstein, Schumer, Boxer, those are all the ones. Those are all Jewish senators, all Jewish people who want to take guns away from normal, law-abiding, middle-class Americans who have a right under this Constitution to do it. They've been trying to destroy this country and trying to destroy this Constitution for the last 70 years since the Frankfurt School came over here from Germany. And I, for one, it's time to push back. We're not going to sit back and take this Zionist-occupied government that we have in this country anymore. It's
okay,
time
Mr.
for us to
Jackson,
have meaningful change
let's just stick
and bring
to the
this
issue
back to
of,
a true constitutional
Right, let
republic.
Me bring in Mr. Jackson.
I am very much anti-Israel. I want Israel off the face of the earth. They are the source of all problems in the Middle East. They are the original terrorists. And do not forget that this killing in Newton was a revenge killing because Israel lost the vote about Palestine being recognized in the UN. That's all it's about. It happens every time. It's Israelis acting out, throwing a fit, and extracting revenge upon the United States. That's exactly what it is. And I'm tired of the kid gloves with Israel. It's time to go bare knuckles with them. Let's